Hello, everyone. This is the second installment of the sexual struggles or romantic struggles of us public figures and global icons. I need to say this for clarification purposes. Not every criminal finds me attractive sexually and romantically. Not every bigot finds me attractive sexually and romantically. And not every toxic person finds me attractive sexually and romantically. I understand all of these realities. I'm not a criminal, I'm not a bigot, and I'm not a toxic person. I am law-abiding. I'm into egalitarianism, and I'm a positive person. The traumatic reality is that a lot of bigots, a lot of criminals, and a lot of toxic people find me sexually attractive, romantically attractive, which is one of the most sickening facts that goes along with being a public figure or global icon. When you're a private figure, there are people that will find you attractive that you wish that you don't want the attraction to be reciprocated, which is a normal aspect of the human existence. But it's even more of a sensitivity when you are a public eye person, when there's a lot of people who do fucked up ass shit, who say fucked up ass shit, who think fucked up ass shit, and feel fucked up ass shit, who are lawbreakers, who enjoy discrimination, and who are hard-hearted. Even they will think that you are aesthetically pleasing to them, you are romantically pleasing to them, and sexually pleasing to them. And when you're a public figure, it's more of a discomfort because it's more of that to deal with than if you're a private figure, like most people are. So, I'm not happy about any of this. I am immeasurably dismayed about all of these filthy components of breathing, but I also felt that I had to be honest about such grotesque beingness because a lot of people are not used to a public figure like me detailing what it's really like for us to have to be more mindful, more heartful, and more soulful when it comes to making wholesome sexual choices and wholesome romantic choices. The sad reality is that most people are sexually unwholesome. Most people are romantically unwholesome because we live in a sexually sick globe and a romantically sick globe as well. So there's some people that feel that if I can't have you, nobody can. There are some people who will not be upfront with you about their sexual intentions. They'll agree to casual sex even though they're into committed sex, and if you have sex with them once, especially at least twice, they'll claim that y'all in a relationship even though y'all both agree that it would be casual. Some cases brief, some cases extended. And then there's some people who, if you are a public figure and you show up to your hotel or motel and you're there for relaxation purposes because you're exhausted, traveling can be tiring, as we all know, you go into your room and you may have half naked person, half naked people, fully clothed people, nude people, nude person, you may have those kinds of people. And it's like a form of breaking, entering hotel property. It's like sexual intruder alert. And they may put you in a situation where you feel like you may have to switch to another hotel or motel, or that you may have to be in a situation where you have to get security to get them out. But they might follow you hotel to motel, possibly or not. And they may also feel that people can get very crazy with sex when feelings are involved. They may feel that they may have feelings for you, communicated or not, and either way, they expect you to read their mind. So with some people, having sex with them or dating them could literally mean the death of you. In some cases, some people are physically unhealthy. So they'll have sex with you knowing that they could take the risk of dying of a heart attack in the middle of sex having. Some people know that they have sexually transmitted infections and sexually transmitted diseases. And some of them will embrace the criminal transmission of sexually transmitted infections and sexually transmitted diseases. And some of them may say, I want unprotected sex, I want bareback sex. Even though y'all are not having the kind of dynamics where y'all not in a relationship, y'all not trying to have kids together, but they're trying to have a relationship with you and trying to have kids with you, even though they know you don't want that, and they try to hound you that you got to do these things. And so I've learned that there are some people that you really shouldn't date or have sex with. I'm talking about, in this case, me. Because here's the thing. Dating some people and having sex with some people means that you will end up on the TV series called Snapped. You will end up on the TV series called Snapped Killer Couples. You will end up on TV series called Deadly Women. You may end up on the TV show Evil Lives Here. You may end up on the show Wicked Attraction. You may end up on the show Cold Case Files. You may end up on the show City Confidential. You may end up on the show Forensic Files. May end up on the show Diabolical Women. You may end up on the show On the Case with Paula Zahn. You may end up on a show Snapped Behind Bars. You may end up on a show A Crime to Remember. You may end up on a show Cold Justice. You may end up on the show Murder in the 21st. You may end up on a show Solved. You may end up on Final Witness. You may end up on Who Do You Believe? You may end up on a show Stolen Voices, Burned Secrets. You may end up on a show that is similar to The Preppy Murder, Death in Central Park. You may end up on a show Sins and Secrets. You may end up on a show The Killer Speaks. You may end up on the show Diabolical. You may end up on Called Deadly Affairs. You may end up on there. You may end up on Your Worst Nightmare. You may end up on True Crime with Aphrodite Jones. You may end up on Murder Among Friends. You may end up on Wives with Knives. You may end up on The Devil You Know. You may end up on Killer Affair. You may end up on Scorned, Love Kills. You may end up on I Almost Got Away With It. You may end up on Death by Gossip with Wendy Williams. You may end up on Stalk, Someone's Watching. You may end up on Homicide Hunter, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. You may end up on Who the Bleep Did I Marry? You may end up on Blood Relatives. You may end up on Who the Bleep? You may end up on Fatal Vows. You may end up on Facing Evil. You may end up on Fatal Attraction. You may end up on The Steve Wilkos Show. You may end up on a show just like The Jerry Springer Show. You may end up on The Real Housewives of Any City type of shows. You may end up on a show like The Maury Show. You might end up on Dr. Phil. And lastly, you might end up on Car-Ramo. So this is what happens when there are people who make life-threatening sexual decisions and life-threatening romantic decisions. I'm not dissing the shows. I'm not dissing the show hosts. What I'm saying is that those shows are in place because many human beings are romantically reckless and many human beings are sexually feckless. So, I'm going to tell you more of why I avoid romantic incaution and sexual incaution. There are members of organized crime groups who will see me as their romance symbol and sex symbol, and I hate it. They provide a range of illegal services and goods. And they'll go, ooh, I want sex romancing with Antonio. I hate that. And I hate that they provide a range of legal services and goods. They are the type that often victimize business through the use of extortion or theft and fraud activities. I hate that, and I hate that. They'll do these things, and even when they don't do these things, either way they'll think, sex and romance with Antonio is good for us. No. No. Hate it, hate it, hate it. So, I'm gonna give you a first set of list within organized crime of those who would find me sexually, romantically attractive, and I hate it. Those who do hijacking cargo trucks and ships, those who are robbing goods, those who are committing bankruptcy fraud, also known as bust out, those who are doing insurance fraud or stock fraud, insider trading. I hate all those things, and the people that do all those things, many of them will feel like, ooh, love at first sight, lust at first sight with Antonio. No, hate all the above. Gonna give you a second list. Because these organized crimes often victimize individuals. I hate that. And they go, ooh, we victimize individuals, but love and lust with Antonio, yay. No, I hate all the above. I'm gonna give you the second list now of the list of organized crime figures who find me sexually attractive, romantically attractive. Those who do car theft, either for dismantling at chop shops or for export. Those who do art theft. Those who do metal theft. Those who do bank robberies. Those who do burglaries. Those who do jewelry and gems theft and heists. Those who do shoplifting. Those who do computer hacking. Those who do credit card fraud. Those who do Medicare fraud. Those who do Medicaid fraud. Those who do Social Security fraud. Those who do economic espionage, those who do embezzlement, those who do identity theft, and securities fraud, pump and dump scams. And there are organized crime groups who defraud national, state, or local governments. I hate that, and I hate that they would find me sexually and romantically attractive. So here's the second list. I'm sorry, here's another list, I'll just say. I'm done with numbers. Here's another list of the people that would find me sexually and romantically attractive. Those who do bid-rigging public projects, those who do counterfeiting money, those who do smuggling or manufacturing untaxed alcohol, rum, running, or cigarettes, butt-legging. Those who do providing immigrant workers to avoid taxes. Those who seek out corrupt public officials and executive law enforcement judicial roles so that their criminal records and activities on the black market as organized crime groups can avoid or at least receive early warnings about investigation and prosecution. I hate all the above. And then, here are the activities of organized crime. I hate them all. And here's another list of those who find me sexually attractive, medically attractive, which I hate. Those who do loan sharking of money at very high interest rates. Those who do blackmailing. Those who do assassinations, those who do backyard breeding, those who do bombings, those who do bookmaking, illegal gambling, those who do confidence tricks, those who are forging early release prison documents, those who do copyright infringement, those who do counterfeiting of intellectual property, those who do, once again, metal theft, those who do fencing, those who do kidnapping, those who do sex trafficking, those who do smuggling of people, those who do drug trafficking, those who do arms trafficking, those who impersonating armored truck drivers, those who do oil smuggling, those who do antiquity smuggling, those who do organ trafficking, those who do contract killing, those who do identity document forgery, those who do money laundering, those who do bribery, those who do seduction, those who do electoral fraud, those who do insurance fraud, those who do point shaving, those who do price fixing, those who do cargo theft via fictions pickup, those who do illegal taxicab operations, those who do illegal dumping of toxic waste, those who do illegal trading of nuclear materials, those who do military equipment smuggling, those who do nuclear weapons smuggling, those who do passport fraud, those who are providing illegal immigration and cheap labor, those who do smuggling, those who do trading in endangered species, and those who do trafficking in human beings. Those who do a range of business and labor racketeering activities. Those who do skimming casinos. Those who do, once again, insider trading. Those who do setting up monopolies in industries. Those who do garbage collecting. Those who do construction and cement pouring. Those who do bid rigging. Those who do getting no show and no work jobs. And those who do political corruption and bullying. There's a lot of people I can't date. There's a lot of people I can't have sex with. I don't date criminals. I don't have sex with criminals. I don't marry criminals. I don't procreate with criminals. I don't pet own with criminals. I don't live with criminals. I don't date toxic people. I don't sleep with toxic people. I don't marry toxic people. I don't procreate with toxic people. I don't live with toxic people. I am not engaged to be married to toxic people. And I'm not engaged to be married to criminals. I just want to say that on record. To really tell you the truth, I romantically avoid and sexually avoid outfits, gangs, crime families, mafias, mobs, crime rings, syndicates, underworlds, and ganglands, despite their sexual attractions to me or romantic attractions to me. I avoid criminal organizations sexually and romantically, even though they're sexually and romantically attracted to me. I sexually avoid and romantically avoid terrorist groups, rebel forces, separatists. Triads, yakuzas. And street gangs, even though they're sexually attracted and romantically attracted to me. I sexually avoid, romantically avoid, those who do war crimes, victimless crimes, state corporate crimes, state crimes, international crimes, public order crimes, political crimes, organized crime, juvenile delinquency, corporate crimes, white collar crimes, blue collar crimes, treason, crimes against the person, crimes against humanity. Even though they're sexually attracted, if they're romantically attracted to me. So there are evil forces that would find me sexually attractive, medically attractive, even though they participate in the evil sexual slavery, evil sexual exploitation, the evil commercial sexual exploitation of adults. The evil commercial sexual exploitation of children. The evil child prostitution. The evil child sex tourism. The evil child pornography. The evil cyber sex trafficking. The evil forced prostitution. Evil forced marriage. The evil child marriage. The evil bride kidnapping rapture. The evil wartime sexual violence. The evil pedophilia. The evil white slavery, the evil Arab slave trade, the evil pedophilia, the evil incest, the evil bestiality, the evil necrophilia, the evil statutory rape, the evil wage slavery, the evil peonage, the evil concept of children in the military, the evil child labor, the evil debt bondage, and what I've also learned is there are many people that want to control your love life and sex life and dictate how it completely goes on their part, and you never ever have any say-so over it. And that's what rape culture does. It's like we were taught, survivors like me, that nothing about us is our own. Our inner life and external life wasn't our own. And when you're a public figure, many people try to control your sex life and love life. And I've learned my sex life, I'm the author of. And my love life, I'm the author of. There are many people, monsters, who will be sexually or romantically attracted to me, even though they enjoy pimp-controlled trafficking, gang-controlled trafficking, grooming of adults and children, branding, familial trafficking, and forced pimping, revenge porn, honey traps, sex espionage, sex extortion. Non-consensual sexting. Genital mutilation and modification. Not just of females, but of males and non-binary, without consent. And it's like, when you're a public figure, many people have a survival sex mentality towards you. You know, lust, murder mentality, digital sex crimes, online posting of hidden camera recordings, and online posting of sexual material regarding you. You got the non-consensual exhibitionism, the non-consensual voyeurism, and then you have just stealing your undergarments, trying to steal your adult enhancement products, the public order crimes, the telephone scatology against your will. These things can happen more if you're a public figure than the private figures. And I'm really taking my time talking about this because I need to. It's the right thing to do. So there are people that will find you, meaning me. When I say you, meaning it means me. They'll find you sexually attractive, romantically attractive, even though they hate equality before the law. They hate freedom from arbitrary arrest and detention. They hate freedom of assembly. They hate freedom of association. They love cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment and punishment. They hate freedom from discrimination. They hate freedom of information. They hate freedom of movement. They hate freedom from religion. They hate freedom of religion. They hate freedom from slavery. They hate freedom of speech. They hate freedom of thought. They hate freedom from torture. They hate legal aid. They hate LGBTQ+ rights. They hate liberty. They hate nationality. They hate personhood. They hate presumption of innocence. They hate right of asylum. They hate right to die. They hate right to a fair trial. They hate right to family life. They love right to keep and bear arms, but they hate gun control. They hate right to life. They hate right to petition. They hate right to privacy. They hate right to protest. They hate right to refuse medical treatment. They hate right to accept medical treatment. They hate right to resist. They hate right of self-defense. They hate right to truth. They hate security of the person. They hate suffrage. They hate right to homeland. They hate digital rights. They hate equal pay for equal work. They hate fair remuneration. They hate labor rights. They hate right to an adequate standard of living. They hate right to clothing. They hate right to development. They hate right to education. They hate right to food. They hate right to health. They hate right to a healthy environment. They hate right to housing. They hate right to internet access. They hate right to property. They hate right to public participation. They hate right of reply. They hate right to rest and leisure. They hate right of return. They hate right to science and culture. They hate right to social security. They hate right to water. They hate right to work. They don't mind abortion as long as they get to do it. Nobody else does. Their right to they believe they have a right to their lives, but nobody else does. They hate family planning that they can't control. They hate freedom from voluntary female genital mutilation. They hate intersex human rights. They hate sexual reproductive health and rights. They hate right to sexuality. They love genocide. They love war crimes. They love crimes against humanity. They hate substantive human rights in layman's terms. And these are the people that embrace trivializing rape. They embrace denial of widespread rape. They embrace refusing to acknowledge the harm caused by sexual violence. They love mass sexual assaults and gang rape culture. They love individual rape culture and individual sexual assaults too. And what I've also noticed is I'll add that some people would be romantically and sexually attracted to me because of the Messiah complex, Napoleon complex, sister complex, Peter Pan syndrome, Wendy syndrome, battered person syndrome, betrayal trauma syndrome, cult of personality, Electra complex, the Jonah complex, the Jocasta complex, the Westermark effect, the Cinderella complex, the Rapunzel complex, the Wendy syndrome, and Stockholm syndrome as well. So I have to keep in mind these things more than most people, and I can honestly say it's not fun at all. It's horrendous. And I wanted to say this, that there's a lot of people in the world who have been taught to hide their reproductive disorders, sexual disorders, anxiety disorders, personality disorders, mood disorders, eating disorders, body image issues, pregnancy complications, sexual health status, and psychosis, paranoia, agitation, nervous breakdowns, mental illnesses. So that's what is something I have to be mindful of when I really talk to people, not to stigmatize people, to understand that that may be the caboose to their sexual inclinations and romantic inclinations too. And what I was able to learn about sex and love, romantic love and sexual love, is that I have to be mindful of the fact that there are more types of people that I can't date nor sleep with. And I'm about to tell you who they are. There are people who are wicked in this world. And the wicked, a lot of them may find me sexually, romantically attractive. Here are their character traits. They're fearful. Even their kindness is cruel. They don't understand justice. They're covered with violence. They're bent on evil. They put up a bold front. They're brought down by calamity. They hate those with integrity. They do not endure. They lead others into wrong. Their conduct is devious. They plot violence. Others hide when they rise to power, unconcerned about the oppressed. Detest the upright, swept away, trapped by evil desires. Constant trouble befalls them. Income results in trouble. Fall into constant trouble. Are fearful constantly. Will suddenly fall, be found out, pursued by misfortune. They are destroyed. They will bow to the upright. They will be punished for rebellion. They will not remain. They earn deceptive wages. They go to death, and only in wrath will be overthrown, will be dragged down by catastrophes, and the globe detests them. There's more. I can't date people or sleep with people who they have the conniving tongue and the careless tongue, even though they'll be sexually attracted to me, romantically attracted to me. The conniving tongue. Those with this speech pattern are filled with wrong motives, gossip, slander, and a desire to twist truth. The careless tongue. Those with this speech pattern are filled with lies, curses, quick-tempered words, which can lead to rebellion and destruction. There are a lot of foolish people in this world that will be sexually attracted to me, romantically attracted to me. Here are their character traits. Lack judgment, enjoy foolishness, gullible, avoid the wise, feed on foolishness, receive punishment, do not respond to punishment, pursue elusive dreams, blame failure on everybody else but themselves, an example to others, traumatically speaking, proud and arrogant, scorn wise advice, make truth useless, trust in themselves, unleash their anger, beatness servants, inherent folly, cause strife and quarrels, receive no honor, stir up anger, go the wrong way, lash out when discovered in folly, endangered by their words, walk a troublesome path, will never be chosen as counselors, must be guided by hardship and persistent foolishness. And lastly, you have a lot of people who are lazy in this world. Now, what I'm about to say does not apply to the majority of poor people, okay? I'm talking about people who have all the resources to get a job that is good paying and even well paying, and they have all the resources to live on their own and take care of themselves. So I'm not giving out any aporophobia talking points. Aporophobia, as you know, means bigotry and fear and hate of the poor. So, I'm not a poorphobia. My grandmother was a single woman in poverty. Even if she wasn't my grandmother, and even if she wasn't poor, I would still have a high concern for single mothers and poor people. So, what I'm about to say only applies to people who have the resources and choose not to use them. So, the lazy are soon poor, sleep during harvest, are an annoyance, chase fantasies, will become slaves, waste good resources, want much but get little, experience poverty, have trouble all through life, are like those who destroy, go hungry, won't feed themselves, won't plow in season, love sleep and grow poor, make hasty speculations, love pleasure and become poor, desire things but refuse to work for them, are full of excuses for not working, sleep too much will lead to poverty, experience poverty because of laziness. Now, the majority of poor people, none of these traits of laziness apply to them, okay? Most poor people are doing the best they can, but life is screwing them over. I'm talking about that small few of people who, they have what it takes to completely have all their basic human needs met. They're just choosing not to work for ridiculous reasons, okay? So I want to make it clear that I hate aporophobia, okay? And there's something, you got a lot of people in the world who would love to, that small amount of poor people, they would love to mooch off a person like me. The majority of poor people would not treat me that way, I know for certain. And those are the kinds of people that the majority of poor people, they're the type of people I would love to help. There's no shame in Social Security, no shame in Medicaid, no shame in Medicare, all right? So, no shame in welfare. No shame in that either. So, those are the other kinds of people I can't date, can't sleep with. Okay, one more. I can't sleep with nor date those who are violent people. Haughtiness, lying, murdering, scheming, eagerness to do wrong, a false witness, stirring up dissension, those who are untruthful, the sacrifice of the wicked, the way of the wicked, the thoughts of the wicked, those who are proud, those who judge unjustly. So that's my message to you all, is that I have to truly, truly keep all these things in mind, and it is not easy for me. I also want to say that I have to be careful who I date and sleep with, because I don't want to end up on True Crime Daily. I also want to say that I have to make sacrifices, healthy sexual sacrifices. I have to make other sacrifices, healthy romantic sacrifices, because what I've learned is that in life, when people are willing to have sexual zeal without sexual wisdom, that's problematic. When people are willing to have romantic zeal without romantic wisdom, that's even more problematic. Here's what I've taught myself to do, because I know that what I'm about to tell you is something that us public figures, we all should be doing. Not enough of us are doing that, in my judgment. But so here we go. So a lot of people often move sexually hastily through life, sexually rushing headlong into the sexually unknown. Many people are speeding into sex without considering the sexual consequences. Many people are speeding into romance, not knowing what to expect of their partner or of serious relationship life. You know, others speed into romance without considering the romantic consequences. And many people often move romantically hasty through life, romantically rushing headlong into the romantically unknown. And many people have sex without knowing what to expect of their sex partner or of their sex lives. Some people plunge into sex without evaluating whether they're suitable to those particular sexual dynamics. Many people plunge into romance without evaluating whether they're suitable to that kind of lovey-dovey. Don't sexually rush into the sexually unknown. Don't romantically rush into the romantically unknown. Be sure you sexually understand what you're sexually getting into and where you want to sexually go before you take the first sexual step. Be sure you romantically understand what you're romantically getting into or where you want to romantically go before you take the first romantic step. And if it still seems sexually unknown, be sure you are of sexual judiciousness. And if it still seems romantically unknown, be sure you are of romantic judiciousness. These are the lessons that I've learned. And when I also think about the fact that I teach myself this, I've learned to care about the effects of my sex having. I've learned to care about the effects of my dating. I weigh my sex having, I weigh my dating. It is important to have sex, but it's equally important to weigh the sex first. It is important to date, but it's equally important to weigh the dating first. So I carefully plan my dating. I carefully plan my sex having, and I do not pour out my dating without concern for my dating impact. I do not pour out my sex having without concern for their sexual impact. These are the things I've had to teach myself as well. And when I also think about there are people who are sexually romantically attracted to me who also may be toxic, may be evil. But in their minds, they delusionally believe that there's emotional intimacy between us. There's physical intimacy between us. There's unconditional intimacy between us. There's aesthetic intimacy between us. There's work intimacy between us. There's commitment intimacy between us. There's creative intimacy between us. There's conflict intimacy between us. There's crisis intimacy between us. There's spiritual intimacy between us. There's intellectual intimacy between us. There's experiential intimacy between us. There's circumstantial intimacy between us. There's recreational intimacy between us. And there's financial intimacy between us. And they also delusionally believe that there's eros or erotic love between us. There's philia or affectionate love between us. There's storge or familiar love between us. There's ludus or playful love between us. There's mania or obsessive love between us. There's pragma or enduring love between us. There's philosophy or self-love between us. There's agape or selfless love between us. So I'm talking about the delusions that do exist when you're in a public figure role. When it comes to some of the people who claim to be your fans but toxic, maybe evil. So I may mention this before another episode, but I want to give you more insight as to why I'm saying it again. But I gave you new information in the beginning. So when you're a public figure, right? Here's how it works. Many people are toxic and many people are evil, are sexually and romantically attracted to you, but they have these issues, and I'm going to read them to you. Abusive power and control, or controlling behavior, coercive control, is the way that abusers gain and maintain power and control over a victim for an abusive purpose, such as psychological, physical, sexual, financial abuse. The abuse can be for various reasons such as personal gain, personal gratification, psychological projection, devaluation, envy, or just for the sake of it, as the abuser may simply enjoy exercising power and control. Here are the other issues that they have. Let me read them to you. Controlling abusers may use multiple tactics to exert power control over their victim. The tactics themselves are psychologically and sometimes physically abusive. Control may be helped by economic abuse, thus limiting the victim's actions as they may then lack the necessary resources to resist the abuse. The goal of the abuser is to control and intimidate the victim or to influence them to feel that they do not have an equal voice in the relationship. Here are more of their issues. Manipulators and abusers control their victims with a range of tactics, including positive reinforcements such as praise, superficial charm, flattery, ingratiation, love bombing, smiling, gifts, attention, negative reinforcement, intermittent and partial reinforcement, psychological punishment such as nagging, silent treatment, swearing, threats, intimidation, emotional blackmail, guilt trips, inattention, and traumatic tactics such as verbal abuse or explosive anger. I have to read more of their issues. The vulnerabilities of the victim are exploited, with those who are particularly vulnerable being most often selected as targets. Traumatic bonding can occur between the abuser and victim as the result of ongoing cycles of abuse in which the intermittent reinforcement of reward and punishment creates powerful emotional bonds that are resistant to change in a climate of fear. An attempt may be made to normalize, legitimize, rationalize, deny, or minimize the abusive behavior or blame the victim for it. Isolation, gaslighting, mind games, lying, disinformation, propaganda, destabilization, brainwashing, dividing, rule, or other strategies that are often used. The victim may be plied with alcohol or drugs or deprived of sleep to help disorientate them. Certain personality types feel particularly compelled to control other people. So, those are the other kinds of people that I don't sleep with and I don't date. And abusive power control, coercive power are unfortunate aspects of the fame world, celebrity culture world. So a lot of people who are public figures are struggling with it. I'm just more open and honest about these things. And so I make sure that the media choices I engage in assist in the development and the maturation of my wholesome sexuality, my wholesome romanticism, if you want to call it that. So I make sure that I engage in positive sexual media communication, positive sexual advertising media, positive sexual broadcast media, positive sexual digital media, positive sexual electronic media, positive sexual hypermedia, positive sexual interactive media, positive sexual mass media, positive sexual media program, positive sexual multimedia, positive sexual new media, positive sexual news media, positive sexual print media, positive sexual published media, published sexual recording medium, positive sexual social media, positive sexual media player software, positive sexual storage media, positive sexual art media. I also make sure to engage in positive romance art media, positive romance media communication, positive romance advertising media, positive romance broadcast media, positive romance digital media, positive romance electronic media, positive romance hypermedia, positive romance interactive media, positive romance mass media, positive romance media program, positive romance multimedia, positive romance new media, positive romance news media, positive romance print media, positive romance published media, positive romance recording medium, positive romance social media, positive romance storage media, positive romance media player software. And it's important for me, especially as a survivor of romantic trauma, compound romantic trauma, and as a survivor of compound you know, as a survivor of sexual trauma, compound sexual trauma, to do such things. And I'm pretty much almost done, y'all. So, I will, So, as a public figure and a global icon, people of naivete or immaturity may find me sexually romantically attractive, but I do not reciprocate any of their advances. Here's who they are. People who find it too hard to accept the idea that some people are cunning, devious, and ruthless are in denial. If they're being taken advantage of, they will acknowledge the fact of being manipulated only if it occurs too often. So people of overconsciousness may see me as their sex symbol, romance symbol. However, I reject those things. People who are much harder on themselves than on others often are too willing to give another the benefit of the doubt and see their side of things while blaming themselves for hurting the manipulator. People of low self-esteem may see me as their sex symbol, romance symbol, however I reject those things. People who struggle with self-doubting, lacking confidence and assertiveness, or are chronically unsure of their right to pursue their legitimate wants and needs, they're likely to go on the defensive too easily when challenged by an aggressive personality. People of over-intellectualization may find me sexually romantically attractive, however, I say no to both things. People who believe that others only do hurtful things when there's some legitimate understandable reason for manipulation. They might delude themselves to believing that uncovering understanding all the reasons for the manipulator's behavior will be sufficient to make things different. People of emotional dependency may see me as their sex and romance symbol, but I reject both. People have a submissive or dependent personality. The more emotionally dependent a person is, the more vulnerable they are to being exploited and manipulated. So, let me tell you the truth about them. These are people who allow themselves to endure psychological manipulation. Some had no choice because of their upbringing. In both circumstances, people who have been hurt by psychological manipulation, they may find me sexually and romantically attractive due to illusions, delusions, not knowing the difference between fantasy and reality, and hallucinations. So these people are of lying by commission. It is hard to tell if somebody is lying at the time they do it, although often the truth may be apparent later when it is too late. One way to minimize the chances of being lied to is to understand that some personality types, particularly psychopaths, are experts at lying and cheating, doing it frequently and often in subtle ways. Lying by omission. This is a subtle form of lying by withholding a significant amount of the truth. This technique is also used in propaganda. Denial. Manipulator refuses to admit that they have done something wrong. Rationalization. An excuse made by a manipulator for inappropriate behavior. Rationalization is closely related to spin. Minimization. This is a type of denial coupled with rationalization. The manipulator asserts that their behavior is not as harmful or irresponsible as someone else was suggesting. Selective inattention or selective attention. Manipulator refuses to pay attention to anything that may distract from their agenda. Diversion. Manipulator not giving a straight answer to a straight question and instead being diversionary, steering the conversation onto another topic. Evasion. similar to diversion but giving irrelevant, rambling, or vague responses. Covert intimidation. Manipulator putting the victim on the defensive by using veiled, subtle, indirect, or implied threats. Guilt trip. A special kind of intimidation tactic. A manipulator suggests to the conscientious victim that they do not care enough, or too selfish, or have it too easy. This can result in the victim feeling bad, keeping them in a self-doubting, anxious, and submissive position. Shaming. Manipulator uses sarcasm and put-downs to increase fear and self-doubt in the victim. Manipulator uses this tactic to make others feel unworthy and therefore defer to them. Manipulators can make one feel ashamed for even daring to challenge them. It's an effective way to foster a sense of inadequacy in the victim. Vilifying the victim. This tactic is a powerful means of putting the victim on the defensive while simultaneously masking the aggressive intent of the manipulator. While the manipulator falsely accuses the victim as being an abuser in response when the victim stands up for or defends themselves or their position. Playing the victim role. Manipulator portrays themselves as a victim of circumstance or of someone else's behavior in order to gain pity, sympathy, or evoke compassion, thereby get something from another. Caring, conscientious people often cannot stand to see anyone suffering, and the manipulator often finds it easy to play it on sympathy to get cooperation. Playing the servant role. Cloaking a self-serving agenda in the guise of a service to a more noble cause. Seduction. Manipulator uses charm, praise, flattery, overtly supporting others in order to get them to lower their defenses and give their trust and loyalty to the manipulator. They will also offer help with the intent to gain trust and access to an unsuspecting victim they have charmed. Projecting the blame, blaming others, manipulating scapegoats in often subtle, hard-to-detect ways. Often the manipulator will project their own thinking onto the victim, making the victim look like they've done something wrong. Manipulators will also claim that the victim is the one who was at fault for believing lies they were conned into believing, as if the victim forced the manipulator to be deceitful. All blame, except for the part that is used by the manipulator to accept false guilt, is done in order to make the victim feel guilty about making healthy choices, correct thinking, and good behaviors. It is frequently used as a means of psychological and emotional manipulation control. Manipulators lie about lying only to re-manipulate the original, less believable story into a more acceptable truth that the victim will believe. Projecting lies as being the truth is another common method of control and manipulation. Manipulators may falsely accuse the victim of deserving to be treated that way. They often claim that the victim is crazy or abusive, especially when there's evidence against the manipulator. So these are some of the traits of people that may find me sexually and romantically attractive. However, sexual attractions can be delusional, illusional, hallucinatory, and a fantasy, not reality. Romantic attractions can be delusional, illusional, hallucinatory, and fantasy, not reality. So there are psychosis-inspired sexual attractions. Then there are psychosis-inspired romantic attractions. Don't get me wrong. I take it as a compliment that people who are good people by nature, despite what they've been through, can appreciate the high quality heart that I have and the looks that go along with it. So I'm not saying it's wrong to be sexually attractive. I'm not saying it's wrong to be romantically attractive. And I don't attack myself because toxic people and evil people think I'm hot and sexy and lovey-dovey and see me as their lover boy. I no longer get angry at myself for that. I make peace with it, saying, well, they have good taste, but they will never taste me. There are people who I want to revisit that point I just made. I won't taste them either, because they're bad taste. okay, I'm glad I completed that. Now I can move forward. When I said good taste, I meant in me. But when I say they're bad taste, that means that I would experience sexual solitary confinement and romantic solitary confinement by going in their sexual compass and romantic compass, if you will. I officially completed that, now I can move forward. So there's other types of people that I sexually avoid, romantically avoid. I'm going to read to you who they are. Feigning innocence. Manipulator tries to suggest that any harm done was unintentional or that they do not do something that they were accused of. Manipulator may put on a look of surprise or indignation. This tactic makes the victim question their own judgment, possibly their own sanity. Feigning confusion. Manipulator tries to play dumb by pretending they do not know what the victim is talking about or is confused about an important issue brought to their attention. The manipulator intentionally confuses the victim in order for the victim to doubt their own accuracy of perception, often pointing out key elements that the manipulator intentionally included in case there is room for doubt. Sometimes manipulators will have used cohorts in advance to help back up their story. Then there's people brandishing anger. Manipulator uses anger to brandish sufficient emotional intensity and rage to shock the victim into submission. The manipulator is not actually angry, they just put on an act. They just want what they want and get angry when denied. Controlled anger is often used as a manipulation tactic to avoid confrontation, avoid telling the truth, or to further hide intent. There are often threats used by the manipulator of going to the police or falsely reporting abuses that the manipulator intentionally contrived to scare to make the victim into submission. Blackmail and other threats of exposure are other forms of controlled anger and manipulation, especially when the victim refuses initial requests or suggestions by the manipulator. Anger is also used as a defense so the manipulator can avoid telling truth at inconvenient times or circumstances. Anger is often used as a tool or a defense to ward off inquiries or suspicion. The victim becomes more focused on the anger instead of the manipulation tactic. Bandwagon effect. Manipulator comforts the victim into submission by claiming whether true or false that many people already have done something and the victim should as well. Such manipulation can be seen in peer pressure situations, often occurring in scenarios where the manipulator attempts to influence the victim into trying drugs or other substances. So, within the fame world, here are other types of people that I sexually avoid, romantically avoid, even though they are sexually enchanted with me, romantically enchanted with me. Dependent. Dependent people need to be loved and are therefore gullible and liable to say yes to something to which they should say no. Immature. Has an impaired judgment, so tends to believe exaggerated advertising claims. Naive. Cannot believe there are dishonest people in the world or takes it for granted that there are any. They will not be allowed to prey on others. P-R-E-Y. Impressionable. Overly seduced by charmers. Trusting. People who are honest often assume that everyone else is honest. They're more likely to commit themselves to people they hardly know without checking credentials, etc., and less likely to question so-called experts. Careless. Not giving sufficient amount of thought or attention to harm or errors. Lonely. Lonely people may accept any offer of human contact. A psychopathic stranger may offer human companionship for a price. Narcissistic. Narcissists are prone to falling for unmerited flattery. Impulsive, making snap decisions. Altruistic. The opposite of psychopathic. Too honest, too fair, too empathetic. Frugal. Cannot say no to a bargain if they know the reason is so cheap. Materialistic. Easy prey for loan sharks or get-rich-quick schemes. P-R-E-Y. Greeting. The greedy and dishonest may fall prey to a psychopath who easily entice him to act in an immoral way. Masochistic. Lack self-respect and so unconsciously let psychopaths take advantage of them. They think they deserve it out of a sense of guilt. The elderly can become fatigued and less capable of multitasking. When hearing a sales pitch, they are less likely to consider that it could be a con. They're more likely to give money to someone with a hard luck story to see elder abuse. Here are other types of people that I sexually avoid, romantically avoid, even though they want to sexually encounter me, romantically encounter me. Positive reinforcement includes praise, superficial charm, superficial sympathy, crocodile tears, excessive apologizing, money, approval, gifts, attention, facial expressions such as a forced laughter, smile, and public recognition. Negative reinforcement involves removing one from a negative situation as a reward, gaslighting, intermittent or partial reinforcement. Partial intermittent negative reinforcement can create an effective climate of fear and doubt. Partial intermittent positive reinforcement can encourage the victim to persist. Punishment includes nagging, yelling, the silent treatment, intimidation, threats, swearing, emotional blackmail, guilt trips, sulking, crying, and playing the victim. Traumatic one, trial learning. Using verbal abuse, explosive anger, other intimidating behavior to establish dominance or superiority. Even one incident of such behavior can condition or train victims to avoid upsetting, confronting it, or contradicting the manipulator. According to Breaker, manipulators exploit the vulnerabilities, buttons that may exist in victims, a desire to please, addiction to earning the approval and acceptance of others, emotophobia, fear of negative emotion, example, a fear of expressing anger, frustration, or disapproval, lack of assertiveness and ability to say no, blurry sense of identity with soft personal boundaries, low self-reliance, external locus of control. Manipulators can have various possible motivations, including, not limited to, the need to advance their own purposes and personal gain at virtually any cost to others, a strong need to attain feelings of power, superiority, and relationships with others, compare megalomanias associated with, for example, narcissistic personality disorder, a want and need to feel in control, a desire to gain a feeling of power for others in order to raise their perception of self-esteem, furtherance of cult dynamics in recruiting and retaining followers, boredom of growing tired of one's surroundings, seeing manipulation as a game more than hurting others, covert agendas, criminal or otherwise, including financial manipulation, often seen when intentionally targeting the elderly or unsuspecting unprotected wealthy for the sole purpose of obtaining victims as financial assets, not identifying underlying amounts, including experiencing commitment phobia and subsequent rationalization. Offenders do not manipulate consciously, but rather try to convince themselves of the invalidity of their own emotions, lack of self-control over impulsive and antisocial behavior, leading to preemptive or reactionary manipulation to maintain image, concealing aggressive intentions and behaviors and being affable. Knowing the psychological vulnerabilities of the victim to determine which tactics are likely to be the most effective. Having a sufficient level of ruthlessness to have no qualms about causing harm to the victim if necessary. So, manipulation is something I have to be mindful of. Sexual manipulation and romantic manipulation too. And I have to sexually avoid, romantically avoid sexual narcissists, sexual psychopaths, sexual sociopaths, sexual psychopaths, romantic narcissists, romantic psychopaths, romantic sociopaths, and romantic psychopaths as well, because they're sexually attracted to me, romantically attracted to me, and So in closing, I say, well, do I need to close? No, I don't. Not yet. I'm not gonna rush myself. But I will be closing really soon. This is how it closed, though. I just want to say that, overall, noble characters, how you get noble sex, noble characters, how you get noble romance, that doesn't mean that every person that comes across your path will sleep with you. That doesn't mean that every person that comes across your path, you will date them. What I'm saying is that there is a relationship between integrous flesh and integrous sex. There is a relationship between your and hug life in order to have a love life.